Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our Monday morning house call with Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Doc, are we confused enough after the FDA's review last week, or are we now understanding what's happening with the booster?
No, Bob, I think we're confused and probably going to get more confused as we move forward here. And it's sad. I mean, I kind of wish that they just would have pushed it all back until the Pfizer data and Moderna data, the Johnson & Johnson data, because it is. It's confusing, and people have to look at this saying, you know, where do I go now? What do I do?
And to make matters more complicated, we're entering the flu season here, and the Cook County Department of Public Health's medical director said the other day there is concern this will be an especially bad flu season due to loosening of mitigations and the fact that many of us were not exposed last year due to COVID mitigations and because influenza will be circulating simultaneously with COVID. So are you worried? Do you agree with that assessment?
Yeah. Yep. And for a couple of reasons. One, the ones you said. And two, I'm just afraid that people are going to be not vaccine overloaded, but hesitant, saying, wait a second, I'm going to wait to get my flu shot because I might need a COVID booster, or I think that there's going to be that confusion as well. And, you know, I'm a big proponent of flu vaccines in October, and I hope we do as well this year as we did last year. But last year was an ideal year. Not only did we have high vaccination rates, but we had all the other mitigation factors in play, and you can see what the impact was. I mean, we normally have somewhere between 26,000 and 40,000 deaths from influenza each year. Last year, it was less than 400.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you get COVID and the flu at the same time?
Well, you could. I'll answer those questions two ways. Could you get the infections at the same time? Yes, that would be very unlucky, but you certainly could. But you can also get the vaccines at the same time. So when we get to the point of boosters and you're like, well, should I get the COVID vaccine first or the flu vaccine? You can get them at the exact same time. And that's important right now for seniors and those at high risk that are going into this where they're eligible for the booster right now, or I should say the third dose, not the booster. They're eligible for that third dose. They can still pair it up with their influenza vaccine.
I read that there's a surge in local cases of something called RSV. What's that all about?
Yeah, so RSV is a respiratory syncytial virus, and it's a virus that we usually see in the winter. We rarely see it in the summer, and yet now we're seeing it a lot of cases in the summer, which is extremely unusual. So we're pediatric units in hospitals. We're, for the most part, fairly empty throughout all of COVID because of the mitigation and because of everything we did. Now we're starting to see this virus that we usually see in the winter here. I mean, here at CDH, we were full on Friday with pediatric cases, many of them being RSV cases and a few COVID cases.
And now is a good time to remind everyone that flu shots cannot give you the flu, correct?
Yes, you cannot get the flu from the flu shot. And, that might be one good thing that came out of the COVID story is everybody was talking about the side effects from the vaccine. And, boy, I'm going to be sore and achy in 2 days, and I might have a fever. Those are the same side effects we got with influenza. But now at least we've had this explanation again a million times over saying, those are the side effects. That's the body's response. That's not you getting influenza. That is the body's response to the vaccine. It's actually good. Take some Tylenol. Take some Advil. It's going to be gone in 2 days.
Symptoms of the flu and symptoms of COVID similar?
Very similar, unfortunately. You know, you're talking about cough. You're talking about fever. Now, for the most part, the fever that you're going to see in influenza is going to be a little different than COVID. COVID, it's more of a gradual onset. Often with influenza, it's a very sudden onset. You feel, you know, kind of achy, and then, boy, you have a high spiking fever. With COVID, it's a little bit more gradual with that fever. But the rest of the symptoms are pretty much the same.
I want to talk to you about
sore throat, coughing, etc.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for reminding us about that. Dr. Kevin Most from Northwestern Medicine with us, as he is every Monday morning at this time. I have a question about breakthrough infections. I heard a doctor, I think it was on CNN, say that we are not communicating that term properly, that breakthrough infections do not refer to vaccinated people getting the virus. They refer to folks who are vaccinated and then get the virus and end up being seriously ill or hospitalized. Is that true?
Yeah, so let's try to make things even more confusing.
Well, you know, great.
Yeah. When we looked at the effectiveness of the vaccine, we defined it by if you got vaccinated, your chance of getting hospitalized was X. In other words, if you got the Pfizer vaccine, your chance of getting hospitalized was decreased by 95%. That's what we used. But now with breakthrough cases, from a surveillance point of view, from the CDC, if you want to get technical, they want to know about every infection that's found in any individual 14 days after they've been vaccinated. Well, that's a tough number to capture, right? Because people are doing home tests. People are doing tests in doctor's office. It may not be reported. But the number that we can report and the number that's probably the most important is exactly what that doctor was saying, that we're able to identify and track the hospitalized patients. We can do that very accurately. But if you wanted to take the true definition, that's it. But the definition that really makes more sense is the exact same one we used to describe the effectiveness of the vaccine.
I get it. And are we seeing breakthrough cases in people who have had COVID?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. So we're seeing, you know, cases where people have had quote unquote COVID for the second time. We haven't seen any, at least not that I know of, anybody who had COVID, got vaccinated, and got it again. But we have seen breakthrough cases with just individuals getting COVID twice.
Going through some listener questions, a lot of folks asking questions along these lines. Will the booster take care of the new variants? Is the booster different from previous vaccination formulas?
No, it's not. And it's interesting that we're going still with the original vaccine. So we didn't change it for the Delta. And matter of fact, even in the pediatric cases where the data came out this morning from Pfizer saying about the robust antibody response, they used the exact same vaccine, just at a lower dose. So we haven't seen any of the companies chasing Delta because they've seen that the effectiveness of the current vaccine is still really good.
Did I miss something? What's the latest on the antibody response?
Yeah, you mean for pediatrics?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Pfizer reported out this morning their results on the studies from the kids ages 5 to 11 and got a very robust antibody response. They did 2,200 kids, 21 days apart, and they used a lower dose. They used a 10 microgram dose where the adults got the vaccine, got a 30 microgram dose. So for these kids, they went a third less strength and still got a very good response and showed that it was very safe, very tolerable, and very effective. So that's not peer-reviewed and has not been reviewed by the FDA. That was just out by Pfizer, but certainly is going to be the talk of the news today and will certainly be looked at very closely over the next couple of weeks here.
And when we do get the information finally on who can get the booster and so forth, is there going to be a mad scramble for that?
Well, it's interesting, Bob. You know, again, talk about confusion. If I asked you right now, when should seniors get a booster, you're going to say, oh, I think they said 5 months or 8 months after the second dose. And that's where we're going to get that confusion, because the White House got a little bit ahead of themselves. So if you look at what was recommended now, seniors should be not be getting, we're not going to call it a booster, seniors should be getting that third shot about 20 days after their last shot. So almost all seniors right now would be eligible for that shot. And again, the reason we do it for seniors, their immune response is not as great. As we age, we don't get a good response. That's why for influenza, we go with a high dose for individuals over 60 or 65. Same here. We gave everybody the standard dose. This third dose for seniors is just to get them back to where the response that many of us got who are younger than 65.
And I thought the question was, do you get the booster 6 months or 8 months after your last vaccination? But now the 28 days, that's
for seniors. For seniors and immunocompromised, we're looking at this being the third dose. So not even a booster. It's now just the normal where you would get two, they would get three. So it's really individuals now looking at they're eligible for that third dose right now.
And will we be notified by state officials or health officials as to when and where we can get the booster when the time comes?
Absolutely. You know, I don't think you're going to see the big mass vaccination sites that we've seen in the past. I think that now we're going to have this pushed into the communities. So you're going to be able to go to Walgreens, CVS, immediate care, walk-in clinics, your doctor's office. We want to get this into the community with multiple sites to make it so much easier than having long lines at a mass vaccination site. So I think you're going to see a very wide range of places as well as times. You know, a lot of these mass vaccination sites were not great for individuals' times. And yet we know we have Walgreens and CVSs that are open 24 hours a day and certainly can make sure that we're going to get everybody that booster when they need it.
People not only thinking about flu shots, they're thinking about shingle shots as well. And again, there's no danger in getting those shots close to a booster shot or a vaccine.
No. Matter of fact, you can get those you can get the flu shot and the shingles shot at the same time. So, no problem there at all.
Thanks for clearing a lot of things up, although the more information that comes in, more my head explodes. Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You got it, Bob. Take care.